Update 11:40 a.m. This isn't weather we are used to in Squamish. Environment Canada issued an outflow warning at 10:40 a.m. this morning, February 3. Strong outflow winds and cold wind chill temperatures are currently occurring and are expected to occur through Tuesday and possibly longer, according to the warning. In Howe Sound, this is particularly the case near the mouth of Howe Sound, such as on Bowen Island. Wind gusts reaching up to 100 km per hour and wind chills around minus 20 C are expected in the windiest areas near the mouth of Howe Sound. Freezing spray is also likely along the coastline, the warning states. Avoid exposed locations near the water where winds and wind chill are greatest. Ensure that shelter is provided for pets and outdoor animals, the warning reads. Update 8:40 a.m. If you were a CAPU student hoping for a snow day today, think again. Capilano University has confirmed that its Lonsdale and Squamish campuses remain open for classes today. However, its North Vancouver main campus and Calax I campus on the Sunshine Coast will be closed Monday, February 3 due to winter weather conditions. Faculty will advise students of alternate plans for classes, a news release states. Check capilano.ca, the CAPU Safe app and social media for campus updates. Next update by 6:30 p.m. Monday, February 3. Original story. Good snowy Monday to you, Squamish. Bundle up, it is about to get cold, at least compared with what we are used to on the coast. Squamish meteorologist Jason Ross says an upper low spinning off Vancouver Island will slowly move down the coast with a chance of locally heavy flurries this morning. Drier conditions are expected this afternoon as Arctic air advances south from the BC interior. Strong outflow winds will funnel cold air through valleys and Howe Sound, with wind chill values dropping below minus 10 C along the coast and minus 20 C inland near Whistler and Pemberton. Little change in the pattern for the rest of the week as high pressure holds steady with an Arctic air mass anchored over the province with dry and cold conditions. Today, expect a high of minus 3 C. With the wind chill, it will feel like minus 14 C this morning and minus 9 C this afternoon. Tonight, the temperature will dip down to minus 5 C, which the wind chill will make feel like minus 11. Sunrise on Feb. 3 was at 7:43 a.m. Sunset today will be at 5:11 p.m. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the For Road Safety at Work site. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of four matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Issues to note on the highway. Miller-Capilano Highway Services warns drivers on X. As winter conditions continue for hashtag BCHWY99 along the hashtag Seto Sky. Please remember to be prepared before heading out. The local company also warns drivers to slow down before shaded areas of the highway and on bridges and overpasses as these sections freeze sooner than others. Locals warn travelers to be sure snow is cleared from your vehicle before heading out onto the highway. On Highway 99, in both directions, it is winter driving conditions between Guilford Street and Exit 3, Horseshoe Bay Junction for 6.1 kilometers, Vancouver to West Vancouver. The road is slushy with slippery sections. On Highway 99, in both directions, it is winter driving conditions between Callahan Valley Road and Seton Lake Road for 142.8 kilometers, Whistler to Lillooet. There's compact snow. Watch for slippery sections. On Highway 99, there's compact ice between Trudy's Landing and Seton Lake Road for 77.5 kilometers. Whistler to 38 kilometers south of Lillooet. Winter driving conditions should be expected. There's limited visibility with snow. Watch for slippery sections. This morning, on Highway 99, in both directions, avalanche control work planned between Lillooet Place and Seton Lake Road for 3.0 kilometers, 41 kilometers north of Pemberton to 40 kilometers south of Lillooet, from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its first quarter phase. The moon's illumination is currently 30.88%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Saturna Island, which saw a high of 6.3 C, according to Environment Canada data. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was minus 0.5 C. Burr. The coldest spot in BC on February 2 was Dease Lake, which dipped to minus 37.3 C. Okay, Squamish wasn't that cold in comparison. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 6.5 C. February average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.6 C, the minimum temperature is 5.4 C, and the maximum is 8.3 C. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is considerable, the treeline rating is considerable, and the below treeline rating is moderate. Problems include storm slabs. What does a considerable rating mean? Considerable is the third of five levels on the avalanche danger scale. Under considerable danger, natural avalanches are possible and human-triggered ones are likely. Avalanche conditions are considered dangerous and careful snowpack evaluation, cautious route finding and conservative decision-making is essential. Reads the Avalanche Canada site. The advice for today from avalog.co is: storm slabs sit over a weak layer and are easily triggerable by riders. Keep your guard up as storm slabs may remain sensitive to human triggering. Use careful route finding and stick to moderate angled slopes with low consequences. Avoid lee and cross-loaded slopes in the alpine. Watch for signs of instability like W-humping, hollow sounds, shooting cracks, or recent avalanches. Sea to Sky Gondola. The Sea to Sky Gondola is closed today, February 3, due to high winds. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Here's a few upcoming events that stood out to us. Tonight, get out of the cold and have some fun at the Casual Catan League at the backyard, located at 1907 Maple Drive, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Join Arrowwood Games for a fun evening of Catan, perfect for players of all experiences and abilities in the cozy atmosphere of the backyard pub, reads the listing. Feb. 5, if you are into wood, check out Twig, Wood First Wednesday at the Men's Shed, at 38201 3rd Avenue, from 6 to 8 p.m. Come by the Men's Shed and learn about their organization. They will be bringing out various planes for people to use and check out. Snacks will be available, reads the listing. Also February 5th, save the date for Nerd Night February, at the Brackendale Art Gallery, at 41950 Government Road, from 7 to 10 p.m. Here's the lineup for this night of learning. Snoring with Chella Bear. Snoring is common, but it is not normal. Why do so many people snore and why is it so unhealthy? Dating for the Birds with Thor Veen. Come along for a journey exploring the intricacies of finding the best mate as a female collared flycatcher, a small bird living in the Swedish woodlands. From pursuing the male with the biggest white patch on his forehead to cheating on your partner and avoiding mating with a male of a closely related species. Or maybe not when you are late in the season and you can sneak off to visit the next door neighbor. Life ain't simple for a bird. Trauma-Informed Practices with Sarah Leanhart. Learn a little bit more about what exactly trauma is, how it manifests, and how you can be trauma-informed in your everyday interactions. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Number Parking. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive; Third Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on east side; Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on west side; Fourth Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side; Fifth Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side; Sixth Avenue, entire street, no parking on west side; Eaglewind Boulevard, no perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue; Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent, no parking on east side; Edgewater Crescent, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent; No Name Road, entire street, no parking on east side; Brothers Place, entire street, no parking on south side; Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue, no parking on east side; Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac, no parking on south side; Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road, no parking on east side; Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way, no parking on north side; Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road, no parking on west side; Glacier View Drive, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Gas prices. In Squamish today, the regular gas is going for 175.9 cents per liter at most stations. Gas in Whistler is 178.9 per liter. At the Chevron at 8110 Crazy Canuck Drive. In Pemberton, you can fill up for 173.9 per liter at most stations. The cheapest gas in BC can again be found in Williams Lake, where you can fill up for 155.9 per liter at Petro Canada at 750 Oliver Street.